Even Surf Company sits near the corner of State and 27th in Boise. You go in, and you see the usual surf paraphernalia. Boards, wetsuits, t-shirts, wax, etc. But the boards are a bit thinner than for ocean surfing, and they're shorter, too. And what's with the metal thing on top of the board and the bungee cords?
One end of the bungee cord is hooked to a rock or a tree, anything solid in or near the bank of the river. The other end of the bungee cord has what we call a release system on it, and the release system has a metal hook on the end, and then all of our boards have a hook in the nose.
That's Robert Geyer. He's the owner of EvenSurf, and he's describing how to set up the system in any fast-moving river. The company gets its name from the moment when the bungee has stretched far enough to ensure a good ride. They call that spot Even.
Then you jump in with your board, you take that loop, you hook it on to the river board, push the board down into the river current. So then the river current hits that board, it pushes the board and the rider downstream. Once that bungee's fully stretched out to about 200 feet, then you change your position on the board, that bungee starts to contract, and then it slingshots you upstream.
Up to 30 miles per hour upstream, Geyer says. After a time, the hook comes off the board, and then you start doing spins and other tricks. When your ride's done, you float back downstream and hook up the board again. Because you don't have to paddle back into the ocean or wait for a wave, bungee surfers can get 10 more rides per hour than their ocean brethren, says Geyer.
The kind of water that we like, we call it fast glass. Fast glass is everywhere. Water that's at least 4 or 5 feet deep. And a fast-moving current. But we also like river water that has a smooth surface.
He says the Boise River is a great spot for bungee surfing, especially near the Glenwood Bridge. But rivers just about anywhere will suit the sport. That's why he calls Even and its line of products the surf brand for people far from any ocean.
Currently, we are the only surf brand in the world that engineers, designs, and builds their product for the landlocked surfer.
Geyer is more than passionate about bungee surfing. He bet his 401k on it. He worked at the Idaho Tax Commission for 10 years at a cubicle that faced the Boise River. He quit last May, cashed in his 401k, and opened up the shop. Now he's trying to sell the sport, the lifestyle, and the brand to Idaho and the rest of the world. For Boise State Public Radio, I'm Scott Keith.